All right, it is 5:40 here on the hard line. I'm assuming we have a sponsor for this. Probably. It's Wednesday at 5:30.
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
Thank you. So, we've been teasing this the last couple of days. So, DJ, our intrepid producer, we had him go out last month to see Caitlin Clark play for the very first time in Dallas.
I mean, he wanted to. He's in love with her.
We hooked him up with the PR director. She immediately got him a credential, and off he went. And with the stated intent of just asking Caitlin a question, it didn't have to be anything zany. We just wanted you two to form a relationship that probably is going to be years in fostering and love and all that.
And frankly, neither married at this point.
Right. I mean, play the long game.
Totes single. Totes. He's wearing his Iowa gear out there, so he's got that in common with her. But alas, sometimes when we go out to these events, it's very tough to get a handle with the superstars on how and when to get your question in. And that was the case with you the first time. It was just, they have a plan, like the PR director for that team, they run Caitlin out, and it's probably chapter and verse every single town they go into.
Yeah, they have a pecking order of who they go to for questions.
Yeah, and how long the questioning lasts, all of that. And so you didn't get one in, but you found out how it all went.
Exactly. That was the best thing that I got out of it, is I knew where everything was, so we were able to get there very calmly, and I knew the lay of the land. I knew that that guy was going to be difficult, and then I thought, why am I going to ask a question, though? Just, that's not my forte.
So you drove out to a ranch up a long driveway, and y'all saw somebody out front chopping wood.
Shirtless.
Next to a Model T.
Who had long retired from the game. And you pitched him on one last job because his government needs him.
I said, Tom, you got nothing else going on. Come out and ask a question to Caitlin Clark.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Gribble.
Thank you.
Tom, the long-time ticket employee.
12 years. Right.
12 years, who now runs Herd over the Hawkeye and Mishrod show.
Oh, congratulations. I didn't know that.
Congratulations on the baby.
Thank you. Yeah.
For the Hawkeye show.
Yeah.
Not your baby.
You got Mishrod pregnant?
No. No.
Okay.
Your husband, wild Tim, Christmas party.
Yeah. What a story that would be.
Wait a minute. You're pregnant. So, yes, for years and years, Tom, I don't know the origin of... Is the origin of 1920s reporter guy... Because Davey used to do a ticker as...
Yeah, Walter Winchell.
Walter Winchell, which was very 1920s
it was
reporter.
Like, it was like the newsreels that they would show before movies in the 30s.
Did you get the idea from that?
No, the actual original idea came way back to 99.
Okay.
When the Rangers were hosting the Yankees in the playoffs. And me and Kid Craddock, who I was working with at the time, were sitting down and saying, what kind of bits can we do? And we're tossing back ideas, and slowly we started talking about getting with players, doing something in a post game, and a reporter, and the old-timey reporter. Remember that phrase specifically.
Yeah.
How about an old-timey reporter? And we started sing-songing back and forth, and we started laughing about it. And then we thought, okay, for our audience, the mother's daughter audience that Kid was broadcasting to, it's like, yeah, it's probably too high concept and too silly.
Yeah.
So we dropped it. Fast forward 5 or 6 years, I'm working with Bob and Dan, and we were given an assignment. Hey, let's come up with some bits. We need some bits. And this idea came back to me. Like, so, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, so I feel like it's November of 05.
Something like that. It was Wayne Gretzky's. Yeah, his first year.
Like his first year on the job, maybe his only year on the job now that I think about it. He wasn't a coach for long, but he was a coach of the Arizona Coyotes or Phoenix Coyotes at the time, whatever they were. And that was the very first one.
Yeah, and I just did it unannounced. Just showed up at the AAC and said... I'm just going to do this, and Bob and Dan had no idea.
Yeah, and it was amazing. And, of course, it's incredible the list of people Tom has done this bit with over 20 years.
The A-list of A-list.
It's absolutely the who's who of American sports, maybe international sports, maybe throw in David Beckham. But when you talk about name a basketball star from the last 20 years, name a football star like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, just go down that list, then Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. I'm trying to think of just the entire list. It's insane. Bill Belichick, Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich. You've gotten all these guys. Like, what are some of our, what do we want to play? Let's play a few before the, we do the Caitlin Clark story.
You want to do the Ovechkins? Because those kind of encapsulate the enemy that he faces and the PR guy that he inevitably has to deal
with. Well, you know what? Start with Tom Brady, though. So that we don't want controversy because it's fun. Some guys just roll with it. Can you do Tom Brady?
Jam, talk about the long touchdown pass to Dante Stallworth. It looked like you two were doing the jitterbug while the Dallas secondary was doing the Charleston.
Is that right? I don't know what the hell that means, but it was a great route, and it's easy to throw it when he's that wide open. Great question.
So Tom Brady rolls with it.
Yeah,
when he's
like
at
laughing.
When he's at Texas Stadium.
He's laughing.
Can you do LeBron when he's with the Lakers? Because that one is wonderful as well, because LeBron played along with you.
Champ, let me ask you about tonight. How do you and your hardball Cajuns from Lakeland plan to put the lid on Luka Doncic and his razzmatazz hop skiddly do on the money-making end of the court?
I don't know if we can stop the razzmatazz skiddly do, but we can just make it tough on both of them. Two great talents, and hopefully we can.
For 76 NBA throwdowns, you and the Doncic both put 21 bushels in the basket per game and 6 dimes in the purse. Why, to this reporter, that's the bee's knees.
That is the bee's knees. It's good company.
Like, was that? At a shoot-around?
Yeah, okay. Right at the AAC. Of course, the best one in terms of cooperation and joy and just really loving it is Phil Mickelson. So I would like to put the trifecta of guys who get it.
Yeah. And by the way, you'd had about 4 margaritas at Colonial.
Yes, I discovered the 13th hole.
Yeah.
At the Colonial.
Par 3. Yeah.
Yes, and I was having a good time. And I was kind of freaking out because Phil was trailing in that last round.
Yeah.
And he surged in the last couple of holes.
Yeah, he birdied 18 for sure in the trees.
Yeah. And he just pulled that one out at the last second. And all of a sudden, Scoops is buzzed.
Did you know you were going to try to get Phil?
It was Phil win or lose.
Okay.
That was my only target.
And this was right, like walking off the green, right?
Yes.
It might even be on the green.
Yes, I was the first one who ran up to him, yeah.
It was amazing. All right, here's Phil.
Take it off right now.
Yeah.
Champ, was the key to winning today's tournament putting out the old Billy Baru and sinking those putts like a Tommy gun on Valentine's Day?
Why are you yelling? You're a foot from me.
Scoops Callahan for the ticket here, Phil. Congratulations.
Thank you, Scoops. It was a fun round, and to birdie the last hole to win by one was an awesome feeling. Scoops.
Will never not be funny.
So that's the most viral one of all, right?
I think the LeBron one has overtaken it because that's reached a massive audience.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the LeBron one is big.
Is Kobe on YouTube? I just remember Kobe seemed to roll with it as well, right?
I couldn't find it on YouTube. I had to find it in our
system. Yeah, that was another shoot around, and that was a real hit and run.
Because
he was talking to somebody else, and I just kind of interjected.
All right, let's hear Kobe real fast.
Champ, how's it feel to be the bee's knees of Tinseltown?
The what?
The bee's knees, the cat's meow, your tops, your aces of Tinseltown. How's it feel?
A little weird, I guess.
And off he went.
How long into his... Well, I mean, I guess it had to have been 05, 06, at least that. Mm-hmm. So that's so great.
My last favorite one, I know I said my last one a couple times ago, but that's the point here. There are so many good ones that Tom has done over the years. Can I get David Beckham? That one always gives me joy.
First couple of days I take sleeping tablets to get me back into the time, but it doesn't seem to affect me, so I'm quite lucky on that side.
Okay, we'll take our last question, sir. Hold on.
Sir. To the LA question.
Sir.
Now that you've made LA your home, are there any gin joints or speakeasies that you like to frequent? You and Victoria go over there and cut a rug.
Any what?
Gin joints, speakeasies.
What is that? I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, no, we've been to a few restaurants, which is nice.
We'll take our last question.
That was the last question. Should have been like,
the last real question.
Damn it.
But what you heard there, though, was the PR guy trying to save David Beckham from some innocent laughs.
Exactly.
And right, so when you said gin joints and speakeasies, it really made the guy freak out that you were up to trouble.
They're like, okay, who's this jackass?
All right, let's knock out a break, and then when we come back, we will visit about the Ovechkin controversy, but more importantly, his date on Sunday with Caitlin Clark on the ticket.
3 minutes.
Good to see you. You still got the fastball. Still, Caitlin Clark is worthy of to be bestowed that honor to
Absolutely.
Be asked by you. But we've been requested Greg Popovich and Phil Jackson, and I think they are both awesome. You want to do Popovich first? Do we have that? Okay, let's do Popovich.
After the game, Greg Popovich only, he took a couple of questions. That's all that were coming. And then...
Champ, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tony Parker. Can he continue to be your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something?
just pop.
Butter and egg man.
And now here's Phil Jackson on the day of the Mother's Day Massacre.
It's the last question he ever took.
This is the end of the sweep in 2011, so the historical significance, the last game Phil Jackson ever coached, and the last question he was ever asked was from this man, Scoops Tom, with Phil Jackson.
I've done it early in the decade and come back late, and rebuild that team and come back and win championships.
But champ, being a Hall of Famer like the legendary Barney, Marty, Mike, Cedrin, and having more rings than Douglas Fairbanks, even as Oscars, you have to ultimately take a lot of pride in knowing that you and your cage of career were nothing but the bee's knees.
Amen.
He got up and...
Thank you very much.
Could barely walk.
He got up and walked into the
walked
sunset.
Into the sunset.
Amen.
Man, that's great.
Douglas Fairbanks. That's a great reference.
So earlier today, I tweeted out the montage on YouTube with like 10 trillion views, and some of Tom's greatest hits are on there. And again, it's stunning how many times you've gotten to the biggest names in the universe. And it's an awesome bit, dude.
Well,
it's so good.
It. Is it your YouTube channel? Are you getting some coin?
No, I need to do that. I never did that.
I think you missed the bus, though.
Yeah,
that's all right.
But you made a lot of people happy. I have friends from far, far away who know about Scoops Callahan, and they honestly could not believe that I actually knew him.
Okay.
And when word got to them that you were back on the prowl, they were so delighted. So it meant a lot to you. Helped the world heal.
Yeah.
That you brought back Scoops.
My pleasure.
You were the thing that post 9/11 America was missing. And now here we are.
And you're still doing these, Tom, right? You're just doing them with celebrities now?
Yeah. I'm just like, I did Lance Armstrong back in the spring.
Okay.
Lance Armstrong. So,
How'd that go?
Was he real cool?
He was cool. The people from SMU Athletic Forum were not.
Oh, yeah.
I got,
Damn ponies.
Ushered off to the side.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got ushered.
Yeah.
It's always fun to be ushered.
Yes. Yes. By a handler and a security guard. Yes.
Well done, Tommy.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Say hi to Hawkeye and Michelle.
I will.
Baby Michelle.
Baby Tom.
You know how much love you guys over here.
Come by anytime.
Yeah, we share a thermostat.
Awesome. I know, we do.
Right.
That's why I'm wearing this hoodie right now.
It's in Washington.
This is in Washington, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we're on the road, and this guy sees unfamiliar folk, and then Tom's like, I just want to ask him about the game. Well, then did you say use real words or something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
So it was just ridiculous through and through. And seriously, that dude whose name was Nate Ewell, he absolutely tried to really kind of, I think, get us banned from the league. Because Tom dared to ask him a question.
Like, imagine taking the time to try to get that banned from the NHL.
It was really dumb.
Stupid. All right, so armed with that information, you guys show up at the UTA campus inside the UTA stadium place, and DJ knows the lay of the land because he'd been there once before. So at what point did you guys walk into the actual press room?
Oh, it's after the game, like 5 minutes after the game.
Okay, so you guys didn't rush over there or anything?
There was plenty of time.
Okay.
Plenty of time.
All right, and so set the scene. What was it like in there? Was it difficult getting the question off? Any of that?
No, no. I mean, there was maybe a dozen reporters in there. And the way they do it is they bring two athletes from the game. They bring two players out, okay? So another player was first to come out before Caitlin.
Okay.
So she started talking, and then Caitlin came out about 2-3 minutes later. And so you're not going to hear the famous champ champ at the beginning of this because I didn't want to confuse the two. And I didn't want to sit there and say, oh, no, not you. I mean her.
Yeah.
If, by yelling out champ champ.
You could have said, princess, princess. So was it the same setup as the game before, DJ? The same.
There were more reporters the first time around.
Yeah.
There's no doubt, but it was the same PR deal. It was the same everything otherwise. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen as 1920s reporter guy got a moment with Caitlin Clark.
And being more aggressive. I think all that kind of combined.
Caitlin, after giving the razzmatazz to those Windy City skyscrapers Friday night, what was the biggest wingding you expected to find today in the shindig against these dynamos from Big D?
Next question.
Caitlin, how does it feel coming in tonight?
And if you look at the video,
video's important.
Yes.
She had a stunned look on her face. She had no idea what to do. But if she had not been cut off, she would have given some type of answer.
Yeah, as she's hearing the question and trying to figure out what's happening, she's ready to have a fun time. I think she's smiling. She thinks this is a great bit.
Her eyes got real big.
She's ready to answer and, I don't know, play along. I would love to know what she's going to say, but the stupid PR guy has to ride in on his horse and save her from this horrible media thing, which is called fun.
Exactly.
Like, why would you not want fun? You won. She's on top of the world. She now has an honor that has been bestowed on LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. Look, you don't do this to just anybody. It's the best of the best. So, Caitlin, you have been crowned by merely being asked a question by Scoops. And PR guy
defending her honor.
So
what is he doing?
So in the video, she is about to answer, and then she looks up. Is he standing right above her?
Well, he's standing right off to the side of her.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think she only looks because he starts to interrupt.
He does. The audio doesn't do it justice. The disgust on his face.
Yeah.
And his dismissive wave of his hand. Next question. Just kind of,
and for the rest of the press conference, he would periodically peer over at Tom and just shake his head in disgust. And just, he would look at his phone like he was going to do something about it. He was very thrown off by Tom.
At one point, he did take my picture. He was going to report me to the authorities.
So, what is he going to arrest you?
Congratulations on being the PR guy for the Fever.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You want to talk about no disrespect. But I'm guessing you're there before Caitlin. So let's understand the caliber of, I mean, this is the entry level of the entry level for PR guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
A WNBA team that was last, and he's probably on the job when they get Caitlin, and now he's been thrown into something that things are moving fast. It's all blur. We were used to 3 people at press conferences. Now there's 53, right? And
or 12.
Like, what is he doing?
And this is the same guy that when I was trying to get a question when she was walking to the bus, physically threw his arm over her to walk her away from me whenever
he's trying to steal her away from you.
It's really weird, the flex. But maybe they think that this is, because they are low level in that world, that this is something they can hang their hat on. Like, look how I protected my players.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. That's what he's thinking.
Yeah, and to be fair, His job is to protect her from wacky FM DJ who wants to ask her sexual questions or whatever,
right,
you know,
but
whatever.
Not this.
Or ask her, well, hey, what's your take about this culture war thing that can really get you in trouble? So, yes, he has a job to do.
Right.
But what were you going to do harm-wise? She was smiling. You asked her the most innocuous, fun question.
Yeah.
This is what bothers me, Tom. It's always bothered me that these PR guys... Like, you don't have to protect her. This one's the fun one.
Well, they brought the head coach out afterwards, and I'm still rolling on this because I'm expecting this guy to come up to me and say something because this happened before.
Yeah, for sure.
He didn't say anything. All right. So me and DJ are leaving and we have to go by the Indiana Fever locker room on the way out, and he's standing there. He's posted up. And DJ was telling me.
So I walked a little bit ahead so that I could peer back and I could see if there was going to be some sort of interaction, and then I would come over. As soon as Tom walked by, again, just the glare. You would have thought that Tom spit on this guy's mom. He was so, he had such a disgusted look on his face.
Come on, lighten up a little
bit. Like you asked about abortion and immigration.
I need an answer now!
Jim, have you ever had an abortion?
That would be a weird...
With an immigrant!
That would be a real turn for Scoops Callahan.
Hey, he would have had a point if we had asked about that.
Hey, we've had requests on two other ones before we run out of time. Great job, by the way. It's great to see you. You still got the fastball.
Awesome.
Still, and Caitlin Clark is worthy of to be bestowed that honor to
Absolutely.
Be asked by you. But we've been requested Greg Popovich and Phil Jackson, and I think they are both awesome. So you want to do Popovich first? Do we have that? Okay, let's do Popovich.
After the game, Greg Popovich only, you know, he took a couple of questions. That's all that were coming. And then...
Champ, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tony Parker. Can he continue to be your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something? Or, you know...
And, you know, just pop.
Butter and egg, man.
And now here's Phil Jackson on the day of the Mother's Day Massacre.
It's the last question he ever took.
This is the end of the sweep in 2011. So the historical significance, the last game Phil Jackson ever coached, and the last question he was ever asked was from this man, Scoops Tom, with Phil Jackson.
You know, I've done it early in the decade and come back late. And rebuild that team and come back and win championships.
But champ, being a Hall of Famer like the legendary Bonnie, Marty, Mike, Cedrin, and having more rings than Douglas Fairbanks, even as Oscars, you have to ultimately take a lot of pride in knowing that you and your Cajun career were nothing but the bee's knees.
Amen.
He got up and
thank you very much.
Could barely walk.
He got up and walked into the
walked
sunset.
Into the sunset.
Amen.
Man, that's great.
Douglas Fairbanks. That's a great reference.
So earlier today, I tweeted out the montage on YouTube with like 10 trillion views, and some of Tom's greatest hits are on there. And again, it's stunning how many times you've gotten to the biggest names in the universe. And it's an awesome bit, dude.
Well,
it's so good.
Yeah, is it your YouTube channel? Are you getting some coin?
No, I need to do that. I never did that.
I think you missed the bus, though.
Yeah.
That's all right.
But you made a lot of people happy. I have friends from far, far away who know about Scoops Callahan, and they honestly could not believe that I actually knew him.
Okay.
And when word got to them that you were back on the prowl, they were so delighted. So it meant a lot to you. Helped the world heal.
Yeah.
that you brought back Scoops.
It was my pleasure.
You were the thing that post 9/11 America was missing. And now here we are.
And you're still doing these, Tom, right? You're just doing them with celebrities now?
Yeah. I'm just like, I did Lance Armstrong back in the spring.
Okay.
Lance Armstrong. So, yeah.
How'd that go?
Was he real cool?
He was cool. The people from SMU Athletic Forum were not.
Oh, yeah.
I got,
Damn punks.
Ushered off to the side.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got ushered.
Yeah.
It's always fun to be ushered.
Yes. Yes. By a handler and a security guard. Yes.
Well done, Tommy.
Thank you.
All right. Say hi to Hawkeye and Michelle.
I will.
Baby Michelle.
Baby Tom.
You know how much we love you guys over here. You know.
Come by anytime.
Yeah, we share a thermostat. Awesome.
I know, we do. Right. That's why I'm wearing this hoodie right now.